Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Eagles Report on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Dave Spadaro. The injuries are mounting for this defense, especially up front on the D-line. But as Chris McPherson says, all the news is not bad news.
No, not whatsoever, Dave. Colin Jenkins underwent an MRI on Wednesday on his hamstring. He injured it during practice on Wednesday afternoon. He showed a minor strain, he said, but it says nothing serious. In fact, when I asked him whether he, Trent Cole, or Jason Babin, who have all suffered injuries during camp, would be sidelined for the Week 1 season opener against the Cleveland Browns, Jenkins flatly said no.
Just a little minor strain in it, and you know, it's just I'm just going to rehab it and be smart with it, you know, to make sure it's all right, make sure, you know, it's feeling good.
Now, in the meantime, this gives players like Darryl Tapp and Brandon Graham reps with the first-team defense, and they are taking full advantage of the opportunities.
Jamar Chaney has bounced around the Eagles linebacker core the last three seasons. He may have found a home, Chris McPherson, but not where you'd think it would be.
Not quite. He's not a starter on the base defense just yet, but he is working with the first-team nickel package along with D'Amico Ryans. Chaney started all 16 games last season. He's had a strong showing so far here at Lehigh University. He said it's been sort of a blessing being with the second-team defense because he gets to work against the first-team offense every day in practice, and he hopes that what he's showing to the coaches will eventually land him a starting job.
You kind of underestimate how I feel, you know, sometimes, you know, when you're used to being out there the whole time, you know, on defense, then come to training camp, and then, you know, you're running with the twos, and you're used to being out there with the ones. But you just got to continue to work, fight through it, and work your hardest, and just hope that the coaches will put the best players out there. My goal is to be out there September, you know, 9th on base defense and, you know, nickel and all our sub packages. So I'm just going to keep working and hope for the best.
On special teams, the big question has been, who will return kicks? The special teams coordinator, Bobby April, Chris, may have an answer for us.
He might have an answer, and it might be two rookies who will be handling the return duties this season. Now, DeSean Jackson's been one of the most explosive punt returners in the NFL, but with his increased role on offense, it looks like Damaris Johnson, the rookie free agent out of Tulsa, who finished his NCAA career as the all-time leader in purpose yards, right now is a front runner for the punt return job. And Brandon Boykin, the do-it-all cornerback return specialist from Georgia, a fourth-round pick this year for the Eagles, he slotted to be the kick returner. Bobby April showing plenty of faith in this rookie class.
Good work for the Eagles on Thursday, just 1 week away from the preseason opener. You can watch that on 6ABC in Philadelphia. Kickoff from Lincoln Financial Field on August 9th is 7:30. I'm Dave Spadaro for Chris McPherson. We thank you for joining us for the Eagles Report on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.